我们今天正读的题目是信神使主耶稣从死里复活的人。
Today's sermon topic is Believe in God who raised Lord Jesus from the dead.
各位弟兄姊妹和朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
让我们一起先低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
我们献上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give thanks and praise to you.
感謝你的恩典，我們今天早上可以一起來到敬拜你，親近你。
Thank you for your grace that on this morning we can come together to worship and draw near to you.
更加感謝你不斷藉著你的話去引導我們去走永生的道路。
We also give thanks that through your word you continuously lead us in the way everlasting.
天父，你喜悅人對你信靠順服，並且全心的歸向你。
Father, you delight in those who trust and obey you, who turn their hearts fully to you.
但人必须看到你的说话是真实的。
Yet men must see that your word is true.
又看到你的话和他们今日、明日的生命都是息息相关。
And see in your word that closely relates to their lives today and tomorrow.
天父，因此我们现在恳切地呼求你。
Heavenly Father, we earnestly call upon you.
求你赐俾我哋各人有聆听嘅耳朵。
We ask of you to give each of us ears to hear。
又帮助孩子同埋作翻译嘅姊妹能够将你嘅话讲得清楚明白。
Also help your child and the sister who does interpretation, so that we can speak your word clearly。
求你叫圣灵光照引导我哋各人嘅内心。
We ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten and guide our hearts。
叫我哋听到你嘅话，心里就能够明白过来。
So that when we hear your word, we could understand in our hearts.
又将你的话成为我们属灵生命不断成长的力量。
Let your word become the strength for continuous growth of our spiritual lives.
叫我们能够凭信去为你作见证，归荣耀给你。
So that by faith, we can bear witness for you and give glory to you.
恭敬地将以下的时间交托在天父你的手中。
We reverently commit the following time into your hands, Heavenly Father.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray this in the name of Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们很感谢主，以勒家的弟兄姊妹都有一份热心去同人分享耶稣基督的福音。
We praise the Lord, brothers and sisters of Jericho Fellowship are passionate at sharing gospel of Jesus Christ with others.
无论是当我们去探望海外的亲人，又或者在工作上面我们所认识到的同事。
Whether it's while we visit relatives overseas or interact with our colleagues at work.
我们都希望有机会同他们分享福音、信仰、分享神的话。
We hope to have the opportunity to share with them the gospel, faith, and God's word.
圣经教导我们。
The Bible teaches us.
当有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
即是说我们自己首先要很清楚我们所相信的是什么。
That is to say, we ourselves must firstly know clearly what we believed.
同埋我哋所相信嘅，对我哋点样去面对我哋嘅人生有咩直接嘅影响
？And how our faith directly influences the way as to how we face life？
特别系点解我哋所相信嘅会喺我哋心中带来盼望
？In particularly, why could our faith bring hope in our hearts？
使徒保罗喺罗马书话俾我哋知，一个基督徒最重要嘅系相信啲乜嘢？
The Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Romans the most important thing that a Christian believes in.
在上一次的信息分享里面，我们从罗马书看到亚伯拉罕的信。
In my last message sharing, we look at Abraham's faith from the book of Romans.
圣经说亚伯拉罕，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
The Bible says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed.
是因为他满心相信神所应许的必能造成。
Because he was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
即是说他心里有指望的缘由，是因为他相信神的话，神的应许。
In other words, the reason why he had hope in heart is because he believed in God's word and the promise of God.
身處的困難並沒有令亞伯拉罕的信心動搖。
The difficulties he was in did not waver Abraham's faith.
眼前的不可能反而幫助了他，叫他的心裡得堅固。
On the contrary, the impossibility before him had helped him so his heart was strengthened in faith.
聖經說因為亞伯拉罕這樣去相信神，他就將榮耀歸給神。
The Bible says, because Abraham believed God in this way, he gave glory to God.
同時聖經說這就算為他的義。
At the same time, the Bible says, it was credited to him as righteousness.
當我們讀到這句的時候，可能你會這樣想。
When we read this, we might think,
一開始亞伯拉罕就是神所特別所揀選。
From the beginning, Abraham was specifically chosen by God.
他雖然在信心上有失敗的地方。
Although he also had moments of failure in faith,
但始终能够凭信有很多荣耀神的见证。
He ultimately bore many testimonies that glorify God through faith.
他自然得到神的特别优待。
Naturally, he would receive special treatment from God.
他的信心当然很坚固。
So surely his faith would be steadfast.
亚伯拉罕的信的确可以成为我们的榜样。
Indeed, Abraham's faith can serve as a model for us.
但實際上，我們除了羨慕之外，和我們自己的生命有什麼關係？
But in reality, how does this relate to our own lives apart from our admiration?
羅馬書用了整章第四章向我們講述出亞伯拉罕的信。
The book of Romans has used the entire chapter 4 to elaborate the faith of Abraham.
聖經最後說，這就算為他的義。
At the end, it concludes by saying, this was credited to him as righteousness.
这句说话是出自创世纪的第十五章第六节。
This sentence is from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
一句很早就已经写下来的说话。
A statement which had been written down long ago.
但跟着圣经讲了一句非常出人意外的说话。
But the Bible goes on saying some very surprising words.
在罗马书的第四章23到24节的上半节。
In Romans chapter 4, verse 23 to 24a says this.
圣经说，算他为义的这句话，不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的。
The Bible says the words it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness.
很多时候，当我们读到旧约圣经的时候，我们都会这么想。
Very often when we read the Old Testament, we might think,
古时一些向以色列人讲的说话和我有什么关系呢？
What do the words spoken to the Israelites in ancient times have to do with me?
但圣经在这里清楚地告诉我们，
But here the Bible clearly tells us.
在古时，当神引导摩西去写下创世纪的时候，
In ancient times, when God guided Moses to write the book of Genesis,
神已经有每一个基督徒的名字在他的心中。
God had already heard the names of every Christian in his heart.
圣经说，算他为义这句说话，
The words in Bible credited to him as righteousness.
亦都是为我们今天每一个去做基督徒的人而写的。
We're also written for us today who become a Christian.
即是说一个基督徒能够因信被算为义。
That is to say, a Christian can be justified by faith.
在我们未出生之前，神已经为我们去计划和预备。
Before we were even born, God has planned and prepared for us.
即是说我们和亚伯拉罕一样，是神一早就已经特别所拣选。
In other words, we were also specifically elected by God long ago, just as Abraham.
请你去想一想。
Please take a moment to reflect.
你是怎样有机会去接触到基督教的信仰？
How do you have the opportunity to come into connect with the Christian faith?
你是怎么会相信和接受福音？
How do you come to believe and accept the gospel?
我和太太都不約而同的去想起。
Both my wife and I, we coincidentally call to mind.
唔知點解我哋拜佛嘅父母會將我哋送到基督教嘅學校讀書
？Out of no reason, even though our parents were Buddhists, they somehow sent us to Christian schools.
但今日嘅聖經話俾我哋聽。
But today's scriptures tell us
喺我哋未出生之前，神已經睇到我哋今日會相信福音。
Even before we were born, God had foreseen that we would believe the gospel as of today.
所以在古时所写的说话，亦都是为我们而写。
Therefore, the words written in ancient times were also written for us.
对于神对人的拣选，圣经有很多处的地方指出，这个是与人的条件完全无关。
Regarding God's election of people, the Bible has pointed out many times, emphasizing it is unrelated to human conditions.
例如在罗马书的第九章十一到十二节。
For example, in Romans chapter 9, verse 11 and 12.
圣经说，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎人。乃在乎召人的主，神就对利百加说：将来大的要服侍小的。
The Bible says, yet before the twins were born or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election might stand, not by words but by Him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger.
圣经在这里告诉我们，神对人的拣选完全是神自己的旨意，不是在乎人的行为有多好。
Here the Bible makes it clear that God's election is solely based on His own will, not on how good men this may be.
另外在出埃及记第33章19节的下半节这样说。
Another example in Exodus chapter 33, verse 19b.
耶和华说，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
The Lord said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
神对被拣选的人，完全是神对人所施的怜悯，向人白白的恩慈。
To those whom He chose, it is solely an act of mercy from God, grace freely given to them by God.
由于神对人的拣选和人的条件完全无关。
Since God's election is entirely unrelated to human conditions.
所以这样的拣选又被称之为神无条件的拣选。
Therefore, this kind of selection is also referred as God's unconditional election.
同时，被拣选的人，圣经更加的指出。
Moreover, as for those chosen by God, the Bible goes further to state.
在他还未出生之前，神已经预备要他们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Before they were born, God already had the purpose to let them be holy and blameless.
为的是让他们最终得着永恒的荣耀。
The ultimate goal is for them to receive eternal glory.
在罗马书的第八章三十节这样告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 30 says this.
预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
这段经文告诉我们。
This Bible passage tells us.
神一早预先知道预先所拣选的人，神会呼召他们来。
God had foreknowledge and predestined those he chose. He would call them.
当他们回应神的呼召，愿意来到神的面前的时候，神就称他为义。
As they responded to his call and was willing to come to him, God would justify them.
而每一个被神称为义的人，神又会叫他们得荣耀。
And everyone whom God justifies, God also glorifies.
分享到这里，你可能会问。
When we share to this point, you might ask.
为什么我要知道这些这么复杂的教义？
Why do we need to know such a complex doctrine?
基督徒要知道，因为这个是圣经所教导。
Christians need to know because this is the teaching of Bible.
除了这样之外，基督徒如果能够认识到这个教导。
In addition, if a Christian can grasp this teaching,
这个教导起码会对基督徒的生命有四方面的影响。
It will have at least four significant impacts on the life of a Christian.
第一方面是基督徒既然知道，就应该时刻地为到自己所受的恩去感谢赞美神。
Firstly, since a Christian knows, he should always give thanks and praise to God for the grace he received.
就好像一个年轻人，他在父母的尽心照顾之下成长。
It is like a young man who grew up under the dedicated care of their parents.
他对事物的底线就是自己眼前已经拥有。
But his baseline for things is what he currently possesses.
他对自己所拥有的当成为理所当然。
He takes it what he has for granted.
在他的眼里面就只会看到他身边的朋友的更多或者更好。
His eyes will only see what his friends may have more or better.
他只会埋怨自己得不到的事物。
He will only complain about the things he didn't get it.
完全没有去珍惜父母所给他的。
He would never cherish what his parents have provided for him.
直至到他入了大学，他的眼界就大开了。
It is not until he entered into university when his eyes opened up.
他才看到原来有很多人在生活上面是很缺乏的。
Only by then would he see that many people actually live in lack.
自己原来是这么幸福的。
He came to realize how blessed he had been.
他自己所拥有的不是必然的。
What he had in perception is not something he should take it for granted.
他们才会为到自己已经所拥有的感到庆幸和喜乐。
Only by then,would he feel fortunate and glad at what he had already possessed?
他才会懂得去感谢他的父母。
He would finally learn to be thankful to his parents.
同样的，圣经在以弗所书的第一章四到第六节这么告诉我们。
Likewise, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 6.
神拣选我们，赐给我们各样的恩典。
That God has chosen us and bestowed upon us all kinds of grace.
我们理所当然要做的就是为到神赐给我们的恩典去献上感谢和赞美。
Surely it's reasonable that we offer thanks and praise to God for all the grace given to us.
在第二方面，基督徒既然知道他在跟从主、侍奉主的路上，就自然应该要懂得谦卑。
Secondly, since a Christian knows, he ought to be humble on the way following and serving the Lord.
圣经在哥林多前书的第一章27-29节告诉我们。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27-29, Bible tells us this.
神特意的去拣选那些没有特别优点、没有特别能力的人。
That God purposefully chose those who do not have special merits or abilities.
为的是叫人在神面前一个也不能自夸。
So that no one may boast before God.
在负责分享神的话语这个岗位上面。
In the ministry of sharing God's word.
我经常的都去提醒自己，其实自己一点都没有比人优越的地方。
I often remind myself that I actually have no special merit better than others.
因为神要的话，他可以用一只驴去为他说话。
Because if God willing, he can even use a donkey to speak for him.
所以在预备之前都有一个习惯。
Therefore, before preparing for the message, I had a habit.
就是一定要谦卑屈膝的在神面前祷告。
I must humble myself, kneel before God in prayers.
并且先去读神的话语，去留心听有什么说话神要跟我说。
And firstly, read God's word, listen carefully to what God may say to me.
然后先去预备。
And then I start prepare.
在第三方面，基督徒既然知道他可以站在现在的位置，完全是神的恩典和怜悯。
Thirdly, since a Christian knows, it is entirely because of God's grace and mercy that he can gain access into the grace in which he now stands.
所以一个基督徒对于他人的灵魂就应该更加有怜悯、恩慈和忍耐的心。
Therefore, with respect to the soul of other people, he ought to have more compassion, kindness and patience.
第四方面是基督徒既然知道当他的生命中 遇到困难的时候，就应该仍然有平安喜乐。
The fourth aspect, since a Christian know when he encounters difficulties and hardship in life, he should remain in peace and joy.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章四到第六节上半节咁话。
In the First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4 to 6a says this.
被神所爱的弟兄哦，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎权能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we live among you for your sake. You welcome the message in the midst of severe sufferings with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
聖經呢度保羅話俾我哋知，佢對於帖撒羅尼迦嘅教會，佢知道佢哋係蒙神揀選。
Paul tells us that he knew the Christian in the Church of Thessalonica were chosen by God.
特別喺最後嗰節，佢話俾我哋聽。
Especially in the last verse, he tells us.
佢哋喺大难之中仍然能够蒙了圣灵所赐嘅喜乐。
In the midst of severe suffering, they still receive the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
喺几年之前，当身边嘅姊妹知道患咗癌症嘅时候
，Several years ago, when we know that my wife have cancer.
衝擊當然係會有。
Of course, there are challenges.
但喺姊妹身上睇到嘅，佢有一份嘅平安。
But I can see from the sister beside me that she has peace.
佢嘅平安仲多過喺佢身邊嘅人。
She had more peace than people around her.
喺當我哋亦都會去諗到究竟將要點去面對我哋之前嘅路嘅時候。
When we consider how we may face the way ahead,
我哋卻係更加會去諗到將來佢喺新天新地嘅生活。
We think it more about the new life in the new heaven and earth.
聖經話俾我哋聽，我哋每一個被神揀選嘅人。
Bible tells us everyone being chosen by God.
我哋既然蒙聖靈嘅能力，讓我哋能夠相信福音。
Since we have believed in the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit,
当我们有这份信的时候,
when we have this faith,
圣灵会将一份喜乐放在我们心里面,
the Holy Spirit will give us joy in our heart.
另外, 在罗马书的第四章结语里面告诉我们,
And in the conclusion of Romans chapter 4 tells us,
亚伯拉罕被神拣选, 并且相信神就得到神算为他的义。
Abraham was chosen by God and he believed in God. God credited him as righteousness.
基督徒同样是被神拣选，并且去相信神，就同样得到被神算他为义。
Likewise, Christians are chosen by God and by faith in him, they too are credited as righteousness by God.
亚伯拉罕相信的是可以使死人复活，使无变为有的神。
Abraham believed in the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
基督徒相信的同样是可以叫死人复活的神。
Christian also believe in the God who gives life to the dead.
基督徒是一个怎样的人呢？
What kind of people are Christians?
在罗马书的第四章24节下半节这样说。
In Romans chapter 4 verse 24b says this.
基督徒就是信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
Christians are those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
即是说基督徒是相信主耶稣基督曾经死过，但之后神又叫他从死里复活。
That is to say, Christians believe Lord Jesus once died, but afterward God brought him back to life.
圣经跟着补充地说。
The Bible goes on saying,
在羅馬書的第四章二十五節，
In Romans chapter 4 verse 25,
耶穌被交給人是為我們的過犯，復活是為我們的稱義。
He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
即是說基督徒所相信的是主耶穌基督曾經為自己的過犯受死。
That is to say, what Christians believe is that the Lord Jesus Christ once died for their sins.
亦都相信神就為了我們能夠得到稱義，已經叫主耶穌基督從死裡復活過來。
They also believe that God, for the sake of our justification, raised the Lord Jesus from the dead.
羅馬書的第四章二十四到二十五節是每一個基督徒一生必須要去謹記和持守。
Romans chapter 4 verse 24 to 25 is something that every Christian must remember and hold on to throughout their entire lives.
这两节的经文告诉我们有三件的事情我们必须要去持守和相信。
These two verses tell us that we must believe and hold on to three things.
第一是神叫基督从死里复活。
First, God raised Christ from the dead.
第二，基督是为我们的过犯受死。
Second, Christ died for our sins.
第三，基督复活是为我们得到称义。
Third, Christ was raised to life is for our justification.
基督曾经受死，神叫他从死里复活，是主已经从死里活过来。
Christ once died, God raised him from the dead, and the Lord had come back to life from the dead.
这三样都是神曾经所做过的事情。
These are three things that God had done in the past.
主耶稣基督曾经这样教训过门徒。
Lord Jesus once taught his disciples this.
在约翰福音的第十四章十一节这样说。
In the book of John chapter 14 verse 11 says this.
你们当信我，即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Believe me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves.
主耶稣特别提到门徒要记得他曾经所做过的事。
The Lord Jesus specifically mentioned that the disciples should remember the things he had done.
基于主曾经所做的事，门徒就更加应该去相信他。
Based on what the Lord had done, the disciples should believe him even more.
同样的。
In the same way.
基于神曾经所做过的这三件事。
Based on these three things God had done,
基督徒就更加应该要去相信神。
Christians should trust God even more.
当我们去面对自己生命上面的遭遇的时候，
When we face encounters in our lives,
也都要更加在这三方面去信靠神。
We should trust God even more in these three aspects.
第一方面，我们要相信并且依靠神是有人想象不到的能力。
The first aspect we must believe and rely on God's unimaginable power.
基于神更曾经叫基督从死里复活。
Based on the fact that God raised Christ from the dead.
这件事情，我们可以去相信神是一位大能的神。
We can believe that God is a mighty God.
即使事情是不合人的逻辑推断。
Even when things do not conform with human logics.
不合自然或者科学的规律
，go against the laws of nature or science，
在人的眼中是无可能的
，seem impossible in the eyes of man。
但我们可以相信是神是有能力可以做得到
，but we can trust that God has the power to accomplish it。
所以无论我们的处境是几咁嘅艰难
，therefore no matter how difficult our circumstances may be，
我们仍然可以向神呼求，并且去依靠祂的帮助。
We can cry out to God and rely on His help.
记得我刚刚在现在的医院工作的时候。
I remember when I first started working at my current hospital.
当时我是以私人执业的合约形式在医院工作。
At that time, I was working in the hospital as a private practitioner contractor.
过了一段时间，医院要改变运作的方式。
After a while, the hospital were to change its mode of operation.
医院就话俾我哋听，要终止我嘅工作合约，唔再需要我啦。
The hospital informed me that my contract would be terminated, for they no longer needed me.
当时我第一个反应当然系好彷徨啦，因为会失去咗所有家庭嘅收入。
My first reaction surely was feeling vulnerable because all my family incomes would be lost.
當我喺醫院嘅主管嘅房間行出嚟嘅時候
，As I walked out of the hospital's administrator's office，
我嘅心裏突然可以發出一個禱告。
A prayer was suddenly pop out from my heart。
我神禱告咁話
，I pray to God saying，
而家人咩都做唔到咯。
Now there's nothing a man can do。
我就安靜嘅去睇神你點樣去做成一件嘅事情。
I will stay still, wait and see how God works things out.
在第二天有位專科的醫生來問我發生了什麼事。
On the next day, a specialist came to ask me what had happened.
我就將事情告訴他知。
And I told him about it.
再過了兩天，我收到一個專科醫生的電話。
After two more days, I received a phone call from another specialist.
他同樣問我關於醫院工作的情況。
He asked me the same thing about my work situation in the hospital.
我亦都將事情告訴他知。
And I also told him about it.
就在這個星期之內，醫院的主管要再約見我。
Within the same week, the hospital officer asked to meet me again.
見面的時候，他告訴我知。
During the meeting, he told me.
有兩位在醫院極之重要的專科醫生，他們不去分別嘅向醫院嘅院長同埋行政總監要求要挽留我。
Two very important specialists in the hospital had separately reached out to the hospital's director and chief executive officer, requesting to keep me.
所以醫院決定要重新僱用我。
So the hospital decided to rehire me.
喺我離開佢嘅辦公室之前，佢講咗一句説話。
Before I left his office, he said this to me.
他說他在醫院做了很久管理的工作。
He said he had been hospital management for many years.
他從來沒見過會有醫生這麼出力要挽留一個員工。
He had never seen doctors going so far to have the hospital retain a staff.
一些人看來完全不合邏輯的事情。
Something similarly illogical to man.
一件人認為是不可能發生的事情。
A thing seemingly impossible to happen.
但是在我們所相信的神的手中，一樣會能夠發生。
But it could surely happen in the hands of the God whom we believed.
所以我們要記得。
Therefore, we must remember.
神既然有能力，曾經使主耶穌基督從死裡復活。
If God could raise Lord Jesus Christ from the dead.
神就一定有能力可以在我们的遭遇上帮助我们。
God certainly has the power to help us.
我们要去做的就是只管去倚靠祂。
What we need to do is simply trust in Him.
第二件事情我们要相信的。
The second thing we must believe.
是要相信神是有恩慈怜悯，愿意去施恩拯救我们。
We must believe God is merciful and willing to save us.
在罗马书的第四章二十五节咁话。
In the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 25 says this.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
He was delivered over to death for our sins.
是边个将耶稣交给人
？Who handed Jesus over？
是犹太人
？Was it the Jews？
是祭司同埋领袖。
Was it the priests and leaders?
定还是是出卖主的犹大
Or Judas who betrayed the Lord?
在《使徒行传》第二章二十三节告诉我们知。
In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 23 tells us.
他既按着神的旨意先见被交与人，你们就藉着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
圣经告诉我们，是神自己将主交给人。
The Bible tells us that it was God himself who handed the Lord over.
神这样的做法是要为了去处理我们的过犯。
God did this in order to deal with our sins and transgressions.
神冇忽视我哋所做错嘅嘢，就好似将啲垃圾扫咗喺地毡底下，当睇唔到。
God did not ignore our sins as if sweeping some garbage under the carpet to hide it.
神对我们的过犯是有施行了公义的审判和刑罚。
God did carry out a just judgment and punishment towards our sins.
但承受审判和刑罚的不是在我们身上，而是主的身上。
However, the judgment and punishment were not borne by us, but by the Lord.
神是为了我们而牺牲了神自己的儿子耶稣基督。
For our sake, God sacrificed his own son, Jesus Christ.
在罗马书的第八章三十二节告诉我们。
In the books of Romans chapter 8, verse 32 tells us,
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
所以基于基督是为我们的过犯受死这件事情，
Therefore, based on the fact that Christ died for our sins,
我们可以去相信神是绝对一位爱我们的神。
We can believe that God is absolutely a God who loves us.
神是有恩典怜悯，一定会愿意去帮助我们。
God is kind and merciful and surely willing to help us.
我们要去做的就是只管在我们的遭遇上面去倚靠祂。
What we need to do is simply rely on Him in all our circumstances.
在第三方面，是我们要相信神是绝对信实和公义。
The third aspect, we must believe that God is absolutely faithful and just.
圣经为什么说基督的复活是为了我们称义？
Why does the Bible say that Christ's resurrection is for our justification?
在西方国家的司法制度上面有一个准则。
In the judicial system of Western countries, there is a principle.
就是刑罚必须与所犯的罪相符。
That is, the penalty must be compatible with the committed crime.
我们犯的罪相符的刑罚就是死。
We have sinned and the compatible penalty is death.
如果我们自己去承受相符的刑罚，
If we were to bear the punishment we deserve by ourselves,
我们死了就是死了。
Our death would simply be the result.
因为我们的死是与我们所犯的罪相符。
Because it is compatible with the sins we have committed.
但如果我们所犯的罪所受的刑罚是主耶稣基督。
However, if it were Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins,
主耶稣是创造天地万物的主。
Lord Jesus is the Lord who created the heaven and earth and all things.
是三位一体圣洁真神的一位。
One of the Trinity, holy and true God.
他的价值远远超过全世界人类加起上来的价值。
He is worth far exceeds the combined value of all humanity.
所以当主已经在十字架上受死，并且在死里埋葬了三天。
Therefore, when the Lord died on the cross and remained in the grave for 3 days,
主就已经完全地为我们的罪付上相等的公价。
The Lord fully paid off the equivalent price for our sins.
死亡再无理由可以继续去拘禁主耶稣。
Death no longer had any right to take hold of Lord Jesus.
所以当神叫主耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，
So when God raised Lord Jesus Christ from the dead,
是证明了神已经公义地去处理了我们的过犯。
It was to prove that God had justly dealt with our transgressions,
洗净了我们的罪，
and cleanses from our sins.
在《使徒行传》第二章二十四节这样说，
In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 24 says this,
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
所以基于基督复活是为我们称义这件事情。
Therefore, based on the fact that Christ was raised for our justification,
我们可以去相信只要我们在基督里就不再被定罪。
We can believe that as long as we are in Christ, we are no longer condemned.
我们在世寄居的时候仍然会有跌倒犯罪的时候。
While living on this earth as aliens, we may still stumble and sin occasionally.
但我哋必须要去捉紧神赐俾我哋恩典对我哋嘅应许。
But we must hold tightly onto the grace of God and His promises towards us.
我哋必须全心全意全力嘅去捉紧主，继续喺基督里面。
We must cling to the Lord with our whole heart, whole mind, and all strength, continuing to abide in Christ.
圣经喺约翰一书第一章第九节咁劝勉我哋。
The Bible says in the First John, chapter 1, verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们必须要去做的，就是向神坦白承认自己的罪，求祂赦免，求祂帮助。
So what we must do is to honestly confess our sins to God, ask for His forgiveness and seek His help.
之后我们就要相信主的血是足够洗净我们的罪。
Afterward, we must believe that the blood of Christ is sufficient to cleanse our sins.
我们就可以重新地站起来。
We can then stand up again.
不是叫我们可以去放纵私欲。
Not to indulge in our sinful nature, desires.
而是再一次地为到爱我们的主去努力征战过讨主喜悦的生活。
But once again to fight the good fight for the Lord who loves us and striving to live a life that pleases the Lord.
圣经话我们每一个基督徒都是蒙神的恩典被拣选。
The Bible says that as Christian, each of us are chosen by God in His grace.
我们可以因信被算为义。
We can be credited as righteousness through faith.
我们知道我们得到神这样的恩典。
We know that we are receiving such grace from God.
我们就必须时常地向神献上感谢和赞美。
We must constantly offer our thanks and praise to Him.
我们也都必须要在神面前谦卑。
We must also humble ourselves before God.
对他人的灵魂要有怜悯忍耐的心。
And show compassion and patience towards other souls.
在患难的处境当中，我们应该要凭信仍然有喜乐。
In difficult circumstances, we should still rejoice by faith.
因为知道我们的神会与我们同在。
Because we know that our God will be with us.
我们做基督徒的应该谨记和相信。
As Christian, we must remember and believe.
神是有大能曾经使基督从死里复活。
God is of mighty power that He raised Christ from the dead.
基督受死是为我们的过犯。
That Christ died for our sins.
基督的复活是为我们称义。
And that Christ's resurrection was for our justification.
基于神向我们所做的事情。
Based on what God had done for us.
我们必须要去做的。
What we must do.
就是全心全意全力地去捉紧主，继续在基督里面。
Is to hold on to the Lord with our whole heart, whole mind, and all strength, continuing to abide in Christ.
为了我们爱我们的主去努力征战过讨主喜悦的生活。
And strive to fight for the Lord who loves us, live a life that pleases Him.
愿今天的回应诗都会成为我们的心声。
May today's response hymn becomes a voice of our hearts.
都可以成为我们为爱我们的主在人面前所作出的见证。
And be a testimony we make for the Lord who loves us.
让我一起起立去唱今日的回应诗，我知所信的是谁。
Let us stand and sing today's response hymn, I know whom I have believed.
请诗琴。
心知所信的是谁？
让我们再次低头祷告。
Once again, let's bow our head in prayers.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
我们实在不知道为什么我们可以得蒙你这样去爱我们、恩待我们。
We truly do not understand why we have received such love and grace from you.
天父，让今日每一个听到你的说话的人，
Heavenly Father, may everyone who hears your word today
都能够知道因信被你算为义是最有福的，
can know that being credited as righteousness by faith is the greatest blessing.
让每一个弟兄姊妹都知道并且确信我们是蒙你拣选。
May every brother and sister know and be convinced that we are chosen by you.
都知道并且确信，只要我们是在基督里。
May we also know and be confident as long as we are in Christ.
我们就有主的宝血洁净。
We have the Lord's precious blood to cleanse us.
我们就有爱我们的主，愿意与我们同在。
We have the Lord who loves us and is willing to be with us.
我们就有大能的神保护、保守、看顾我们的人生。
And we have God's mighty power to protect and watch over our lives.
即使我们遇到死亡，我们也不用去害怕。
Even when we encounter death, we need not fear.
因为我们知道神有大能会叫我们从死里复活。
For we know that God has the mighty power to raise us from the dead.
有更好更美好的永生已经为我们预备。
And a better everlasting life has already been prepared for us.
天父，我们求你，求你怜悯我们。
Father, we ask of you, may you have mercy on us.
求你主着你应许帮助我们。
May you help us according to your promises.
保守我们在相信主、跟从主的路上不至于失脚。
Sustain us and keep us from stumbling on the path of trusting and following the Lord.
帮助我们在成圣的路上能够全心全意全力地去捉紧主在基督里。
Help us in the journey of sanctification. We can hold on to the Lord with our whole heart, whole mind and all strength, abiding in Christ.
叫我们不单只能够在世上寄居的日子去见证你。
Let us not only testify you on the days while we still live on earth.
将来我们站在主台前的时候，我们能够欢欢喜喜地见主面。
In the future, when we stand before the Lord's throne of grace, we can meet you with great joy and gladness.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
我们祷告是奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in the name of Savior Jesus Christ.
阿们。
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.